best university in the world.
Well, that's debatable because CMU is right up there. And I'm sure if you're looking for a class, I can hook you up.
Oh, that's okay.
Going back to a class.
That's okay. I think 16 years is enough for me.
Okay, all right.
But all right.
We'll let it go at that.
So Tom Sutherland out ready to kick for the kickoff for the Pirates. Bannex will be receiving. Bannex going right to left across your radio. Bannex in white uniforms with gold pants and those no comment winged helmets.
I don't know what you mean by no comment. Is that because they look like the maize and blue? Is that what that's all
just
about?
Just slightly, yes.
Oh.
Yes, I just find that I'll get in trouble if I say anything otherwise. I am wearing a Michigan State polo as we speak.
I noticed that. I thought it would be a WLEW-FM 102.1. We're going to have to talk rough about shirts. Huh?
Anywho, here's Tom Sutherland kicking it off. Gets a little boot off the right side of his foot, actually goes out of bounds, which means the flag is flying and the parachutes are going up as well.
And the Hatchets have a choice here, re-kick or take it at the 40-yard line. Let's see what they do here. Looks like they're going to take it.
And not a bad decision there, so it looks like they're going to take it right at the 37-yard line, right where they declined it. So, yes, at the 37-yard line, right where it went out of bounds. So Hatchets will take over at their own 37-yard line. First and 10, 12 minutes to go in the second half. We'll see if Bannex comes out with the same momentum they had at the end of the first half. Wing T offense with Braden under center. Number 47, Spencer Kelly with the ball. The fullback gets about 2 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Going to take four momentum, hit by basically every player in black out there.
I'll tell you what, we'll give the interior defense and the linebackers for the Pirates a hit on that one. We'll say Sloan Klasky was in on leading the charge.
Braden receiving the call from the sidelines. Second and seven for the Hatchets. Looks like a official's timeout as Spencer Kelly looks like he has some sort of mechanical issue with his helmet. Probably got hit a few times in that last play. So he runs off to the sidelines. They're going to bring in a substitute. The lights are on now in Harbor Beach. The sun is setting, and it's a beautiful sunset tonight, I must say.
Number 24 for the Hatchets coming in. Uh-oh.
One of those players.
Yes, one of those players.
One of those players.
Okay.
It's also confusing on top because they're not in order on this roster, so we could be making mistakes, but wing T offense for the Hatchets out here. Hands it off to number 4, Dylan White. Advances about 3 more yards. We're going to have about 3rd and 6.
Number 20, Gavin Colpart made the hit for the Pirates. And Coach Rubel's got the defense playing very well.
I agree. So Dylan White with a 3-yard gain. Now it's 3rd and 6 for the Hatchets. 10:50 to go. Harbor Beach up 15-0 over the Hatchets. The Bad Axe at their own 41-yard line. Hands it off to... Is that Spencer Kelly again in the mix there?
Yes, and I'll tell you what, they've tried the left side. And they, it was 24. Oh. They gave him the new ball carrier.
That's right.
And they tried that left side, and again, the defense just collapsed on them. The defensive tackles for the Pirates are doing a nice job tonight.
I agree. Looks like Spencer Kelly back into the game now. As the punt team comes out for the Hatchets, no gain on that last one for the Hatchets. So the punt team comes out. Harbor Beach ready to receive it. Looks like we have number 47 in for the first time, Aaron Ginther. And number 45, Sloan Klasky. Sloan Klasky takes the fair catch at the 40-yard line of his own territory.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Clark, he came underneath that, and I didn't think he was going to corral that. He bobbled it, but he was able to hang on after he called for a fair catch.
And he kept a handle on it. So it looks like we have a new quarterback in the mix almost.
Looks like number 12, Eli Kraft.
Eli Kraft is now taking over the helm for the Pirates. All right, so Eli Crafton with his first snap of the second half and the first snap of his game here. Eli Kraft pass hands it off to Sloan Klasky, moving ahead 7 yards. Sloan Klasky with 7-yard gain there.
Metzger for the hit for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Brett, again, Kraft did a fake toss and then handed back to the fullback coming right up the middle.
So second and four now for the Pirates. Now approaching Hatchet territory, they're on their own 46-yard line. 9:31 to go with 15-0 Harbor Beach.
Slot to the left. The Pirates split that receiver way out.
And Aaron Ginther takes a toss to the right and leaps across the first down marker, across to the 50-yard line, to the 51, to the, yes, the 51-yard line. I just did say that. To the 49-yard line.
That's all right.
It's okay. It's the first game, right?
That's right.
All right. So Aaron Ginther picks up the first down for the Pirates. Aaron Ginther with about a 5-yard gain there.
White on the hit for the Hatchets, but not until Ginther was able to pick up the first down. Again, they come out with a slot to the left. They split that receiver way out about 15 yards. Hatchets switching their guards up front.
And Eli Kraft keeps this one moving forward. Gets about to 7 yards. To the 43-yard line of Hatchet territory, and 8:48 to go, 15-0 Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft advances it, so now it is second and about four.
Metzer and Kelly for the Hatchets making a hit on Kraft, but not until he picked up 5 yards. Pirates lead in this one 15-0. We have 8.5 minutes to go in this third quarter.
Second down and four for the Pirates. Eli Kraft, the new quarterback, hands it off to number 7, Derek Puff. He moves toward right toward the first down marker. Looks like he's going to be about a foot short, depending on the spot.
Metzer, number 11, Brandon, for the Hatchets, brought him down, but it looks like it's going to be real close. They're going to call third down.
So third and short, maybe about a yard. Eli Kraft, the new quarterback for the Pirates in the second half. 8 minutes remaining in the third quarter, 15-0 Harbor Beach. Aaron Ginther out wide for the Pirates. Only 2 men in the backfield now.
Oh,
and
we got
that looks like about a false start there.
Looked like one of the guards for the Pirates got a quick jump, so it's going to cost them 5.
So a 5-yard penalty there, a false start for the Pirates, pushing them back 5 yards, and it's going to be now 3rd and 6. So that 3rd and short just got a lot longer there.
Well, here's where the Hatchets have to come alive here. They're showing they're not a hurry-up type offense.
No,
and the Pirates are in no hurry to let them have the ball.
Not at all. 7:35 remaining. 1 man out wide. It looks like Aaron Ginther, once again, number 47, now into the game as well. Eli Kraft keeps it. The keeper right around to the 25, to the 30, to the 25 flag on the play, and 2 Bad Axe players bring him down at the 12-yard line. Flag on the play at about the 23-yard line.
Well, I don't know if you saw that pancake block, but that's the second one of the night thrown by number 7. Of the Harbor Beach Pirates, Derek Puff.
And it is a holding on the Pirates. That's going to bring that play, erases it from your memory. 7:22 remaining, 15-0 Harbor Beach.
Well, that's going to be a spot foul, Clark. Wherever he threw the flag, they're going to knock 15 yards. So he picked up the first down, all right. So it's going to be a first down and 10 for the Pirates.
So first and 10 for the Pirates at the 35-yard line. Harbor Beach coming out with a little fresh energy. They brought a few more people into the game. And in fact, they have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people carry the ball this far tonight for 126 yards.
Well, they're spreading the wealth around.
Kraft hands it off to Ginther. Ginther moves up to about the 25-yard line. Might have the first down, depending on the spot. That's going to be very close, folks. 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter, 15-0 Harbor Beach.
Metzer are on the hit for the Hatchets.
First down.
Again, Metzer trying to do his part as a linebacker, but the defensive front aren't knocking the line for the Pirates back. And so they're able to, the Pirates are able to control the line of scrimmage.
So Aaron Ginther with the 10-yard pickup there. Putting 15 yards in his on 2 carries. Thus far, 136 yards for the Pirates unofficially.
Got a slot to the right this time.
Kraft hands it off to Sloan Klasky. moving forward for about 5 yards until he gets brought.